This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
I think it was very interesting that Kevin Stefanski said, we got four of them, because in his media tour de force today, every interview I heard after that, he mentioned five quarterbacks. So you cannot convince me that Kevin, at some point between when his mouth went away from that microphone to any other microphone, didn't tip him off, hey, you said four quarterbacks, technically we've got five.
Yeah, the NFLPA might have a problem if not. You know what, though? Maybe in his mind, he's just playing with the idea that Deshaun won't be back until October anyway. So he's not even looking at it like Deshaun's eligible for the competition.
So then why did he change the answer? Why did he change the number of quarterbacks in other outlets?
Listen, I'm just trying to help out. I'm trying to help out Stefanski here. I want to get invited to the gala. I'd like to be invited. So I'm just trying to help him out here. Sorry, Kevin, when I'm not able to do your bidding for you today.
I think he was telling us without telling us. So all those, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world if he's already moved on from Deshaun. I think fans have moved on from Deshaun. If I'm a diehard Browns fan that doesn't cover this team every day like we do, I dare say they liked hearing four quarterbacks.
When we talk about the quarterback competition, we talk about it like four guys. We don't talk about it like five guys.
Well, yeah, but we don't have to deal with Deshaun Watson in a building.
Yeah, I don't know that and Kevin Stefanski necessarily has to as much either at this point.
Really? Why not?
I think he's banking on the idea that although Deshaun Watson is rehabbing and progressing, the initial estimation was October, and I think he's looking at it like any quarterback that you'd have that would supposed to be ready in October, that they're probably not going to beat that expectation by 3 months.
216-474-0092.
Is that fair?
Should we take Kevin's omission as a sign that Deshaun is clearly the odd man out? I just think it's interesting that he changed. That's all I'll say. I think it's interesting they said four quarterbacks in the first radio hit of the day, and then as he moved around to other outlets, he said five quarterbacks.
All right, what's interesting to you about it? Go ahead.
I think he added a quarterback, and I think he added a quarterback for a reason.
Why do you think that reason is?
I don't know. Could be to protect somebody's feelings. Could be that they want to proceed. You mentioned the NFLPA. They want to act like Deshaun is still a part of this, even though he's not a part of this.
The NFLPA side of it is the thing that I would, if I was Stefanski, be the only reason why I'd go from four to five quarterbacks. Because I'm trying to make sure that I just don't make them mad in any sort of way, and they get mad very easily.
I just think it was a little bit of an omission, and I think it was an omission that probably told us a little bit more truth on how they are thinking, which is good. It's good. They should not be thinking at this point that Deshaun is anywhere part of the equation.
Right, and even if he ends up beating the projections for his health and getting back on the field and everything by 3 months and can actually be eligible, you would say, to do some of the preseason games and everything else associated with it, I don't think it's in the Browns' best interest to even entertain in any way.
I think my biggest concern is the idea that you could be 1-5 or 0-6 coming out of those first 6 weeks, and you could be staggering, and then you're going to have the Deshaun question. And to me, it's not like the fans, that's going to upset them if you're 0-6. They will. Or if you're 2-4, you're below 500. Just the mere mention of Deshaun's eligible to come off the IR is going to be a big thing.
Well, he's a black cloud, right? And I think the Browns, they'd be smart if they viewed him that way.
Well, I also think it would be a black cloud in the locker room, given the people have talked about it.
That's what I'm saying.
But I mean, I'm saying, like, it's the kind of news that could take a bad situation and turn it worse. And I do think, like, there is an element of, if you're expecting Kevin Stefanski to win and find the quarterback of the future this year, you're expecting too much of Kevin Stefanski. If you're expecting Kevin Stefanski to win and weather the storm of an aging roster that is going through this little metamorphosis over the next draft or two, you're probably expecting too much. And that doesn't mean he can't do it, but we're putting a lot on coaching when, I'll be honest with you, one of my biggest gripes with the coaching staff is, on the offensive side of the ball, I've not seen enough development. Is that drafting? Is that poor drafting? Is that poor development? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I don't feel like we've seen an incredible amount of development. I mean, a lot of the guys that have been a big part were either veterans you acquired, were guys who were finished products when Kevin got here, or were guys like individually. Like, I saw some development on the O-line early with Bill Callahan and like Wyatt Teller, who exploded under Bill Callahan, and DeJuan Jones, who exploded, then literally exploded. He was a big fella for a minute there.
Big guy, yeah.
Under Bill Callahan. Wide receivers, I don't know. I've seen a lot of development. Backup running backs, quarterback, you know, like even rookie quarterbacks. So that's the thing I'm most skeptical about of Kevin. But if you're expecting him to do that and then also win, it's a lot.
No, of course it becomes a lot. And that's why, I mean, I've wondered before. And I do think at certain times in being here with the Browns, he's had more than a good enough team to show us the results. But if you look at this team right now, can we blame the chef if all we give him is spoiled Spam and broccoli, maybe some of those hot dogs that are on the table, and say, give me a 5-star meal? Can we blame the chef at that point?
Maybe. So I think the devil really is in the details of this. But I think if you're expecting Kevin to navigate the Deshaun thing in the locker room specifically, not just necessarily with the fans, but in the locker room, and this four-headed quarterback hydra, and win and develop play, like, it's becoming apparent that if you're saying, well, you should win 8 or 9 games with this, I'm talking about Jimmy Haslam and the Browns, if that's what their expectations are, not that this matters because it's the NFL and it's a bottom line business and expectations are going to come from wherever they're going to come from. I don't know that those are fair or accurate expectations.
No, 8 or 9 wins is not fair or accurate at all. I mean, like, that would be, if you're set up and expecting that this year, then you're going to be very, very disappointed in how this whole thing goes down. I would assume that Stefanski's playing, maybe that's why just the ease we saw him have today, that he's playing with the understanding that he's not favored in any of these games by Vegas, and he's not expected to have some awesome season. And so if he does, then it's almost gravy, and then he's just trying to avoid not losing his job in the meanwhile.
Yeah, I would just be surprised. I don't know how much we can put into the stock of his general ease today. It was a media day. I mean, I don't know. I just don't think now, like, to me, the tell is going to be what's his attitude in October if you're 1-6. Because I felt like last year there were times where we saw the black cloud of losing impact Kevin, just in his energy. And I know the Browns have always prided Kevin on, he's the same guy every day. He's also a human. And losing is really, really hard. Even in like little, there's just little parts of answers to people's questions. Sure. I saw an impatience last year. So I think it's a good thing that Kevin's been able to reset the typewriter. But I think, even in camp, I think it's going to be really interesting to see if frustration bubbles up with him.
No, but I like how you put that, like the resetting the typewriter, because it did. It felt like he was very refreshed. Like, this is new for him. He almost gave off the vibe more of someone that is just entering the job as opposed to someone that's already had it for 5 years.
Well, and I think, like, I think, I don't know anybody in the NFL is going to feel more set free. I don't know anybody in that organization is going to feel more set free about not having to wrap his head around the Deshaun conundrum more than Kevin.
Which he's still going to have to wrap his head around it, because as we've discussed, at some point Deshaun is going to be eligible, at least from a health standpoint, and then he's going to have to go through the whole everything that accompanies that.
I think it's more going into camp knowing that guy's the starter. You have no choice. and you've got to make it work, and you've got to...
Yeah, even like last year, just changing around his system and changing it to a spot. I'm telling you, Stefanski knew. He knew that wasn't going to work.
So, I like, on one hand, I do think the Browns are giving Kevin some modicum of a chance, because there are two legitimate...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
There are two guys who've started games legitimately in the NFL, in Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett. And then they have two guys that, but I think Kevin really likes Dylan Gabriel, and I think he probably likes Shador just a bit, but likes him enough to have him in that quarterback room. There is a veteran atmosphere here. That's not like they just said, you're only coach. They didn't do what they did to Hugh Jackson day one. So this is going to be a middle of the road age roster. So it's not like an incredibly old one. It's not an incredibly young one. So I think there are things here. There's been continuity on the defensive side of the ball with Jim Schwartz for the last couple of years and Ray Ventrone on, Bubba Ventrone on special teams. So I think they're giving him a fighter's chance here. It's just, all right, are you giving a fighter's chance to let's find the foundation of what this is, and that's what's most important, or do we have to do that and also get to 8 or 9 wins? And that's the part of this that I don't know. I think if you're saying those two things have to happen,
no,
that's too much. So I guess for you, because I think you came up with the line, are we expecting too much of Kevin this year? Do you think we are?
Yeah, I think that what it told me today is that the expectations aren't particularly high. And I think a lot of people are having the understanding, including Kevin himself, that even though I just would never trust Haslam as far as I could throw him when it comes to not making a rash decision. But
I don't think you can throw him very far.
No, I don't think I could.
He's about 6'1". I want to say he's about 210. I'm going to give him 210.
I don't think I can shot put many people very far, though.
Not Mac, Jake. I think you could throw Jake.
You think
I
toss
far.
Jake? Like if yeah. I like did it like a bouncer style, like grabbed him up by his pants and then just chucked him.
I was thinking more of like a under the armpits.
I can definitely lift him up
like a little kid, and then you like swung him around.
Okay, I take it back.
Release him.
If I lifted up Haslam, as long as I didn't throw up my back in the process, we maybe get like half of a foot.
Oh,
and then he like falls in an awkward way.
This is the difference between you and me. Is I think I could throw a fair amount of 200-pound people pretty far.
Like he's like a shot put.
Yeah.
Wait, how far do you think you could throw a 200-pound person?
I mean, you give me under... Mac? Like, if he's
Mac,
complicit
in this... Mac, come in here for a second.
This,
no, Mac, come in here
I
for a second.
I think Mac's a little above 200.
How high are you?
I think he's about 230. Is that fair?
Are you willing to be thrown?
You're right about that.
Oh, see? 230.
Are you willing
200.
To be thrown? 230 is too high. I get it. It's 30 pounds difference.
Yeah.
Jake is not... Jake Murren's not 200 pounds.
No. But if you gave me Jake Murren, he was complicit. He was just like, all right,
the
scoop
producer
me up.
Toss off.
And I could get the momentum of my inertia. I could just spin around. I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to spin around.
Okay, spin around.
And then just chuck him. I think I could chuck him pretty far.
How far is pretty far in
Jake,
your mind?
10 feet.
10 feet?
Yeah.
You think you could throw a human 10 feet?
I think I could throw Jake 10 feet.
There's no shot of going 10 feet.
He's going to roll.
I can throw some social content coming.
There's a
Odyssey,
barrel roll
Odyssey
going.
Probably wouldn't even let you do this throw at this point if you say 10 feet.
I'm not saying 10 feet through the air. I'm saying as the result of my force letting him go, he'll go 10 feet. There will be a barrel roll in the process.
Well that's you're accounting for the stumble and the bumble.
Yeah, there's no stumble because he won't be on his feet. He will be going through the air, but he'll land 3 feet away and then do. That's how it's going to sound.
Do.
But much more violent because it's going to hurt like hell.
Well, it'd be like a thud, but then he'd be rolling. And I don't think it would hurt that bad, Jake, if I'm being honest about it, if you want to try this out. I feel like it'd be a pretty easy thing.
Well, like in shot put, they don't count where the ball ends up after it rolls. It's where it lands.
Initial land.
Yeah. Okay. Because that's a small ball you're throwing. All right. And by the way, without any training, when I walked on in shot put, I think my sophomore or junior year.
Oh, you did shot put.
I could throw the thing like 30 feet. And which made.
How heavy is the shot put ball?
I do not remember.
Okay.
But. And that's without any training, without just throwing it out of the basic shot stance, without any training, out any weight training, I could throw the thing 30 feet, which immediately made four people under me quit the team immediately.
A shot put is 16 pounds.
16 pounds.
Four people instantly quit? Like, wait.
Yeah, one of my best friends, Ben Keenan.
That guy just threw it 30 feet. I'm done.
Ben Keenan had been training for like years.
Was there limited spots?
And he could throw like 30 feet. And he saw me throw it 30 feet without anything. And he was like, I'm done. Which made it even funnier when I quit like 6 weeks later.
I was going to say, if he knew you well enough, he knew that shot put was not in your long-term future. No.
You know why? Because they put a runner in charge of the shot put team. And he made us run. And I said, I'm not here to run. I'm here to throw things far. And told that guy to, I said right to his face too. I was like, you don't know diddly squat about this? I don't know diddly squat, but I know you don't know diddly squat. And they quit.
No part of that story is a surprise to me.
Yeah, I'm going to shock you right now. I had a temper.
Yeah, no, young Nick Wilson, not really jiving with authority.
Or middle-aged Nick Wilson. No, the point
fair
is,
fair too.
But when you're throwing a 16-pound shot discus or whatever.
Matt Corrali can't be anything more than 150 pounds. He just walked in the studio.
He likes that compliment.
Oh, gosh.
Am I wrong there? You're probably like 150.
I'm a buck 60? Buck 65?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not the carny man at the carnival here guessing the weight, but 10 pounds, within 10 pounds for Corrali is pretty good.
I mean, I think if you did that.
How far does he get tossed?
A buck 60. Again, because when you're throwing people, it's not about where they land. It's about where they end up. I 10 feet as well.
I need a bouncer. You know? I need a bouncer on the phone.
Yeah.
Bouncers have tossed people. I want to know how far you can actually throw a 200-pound person.
If I could do the Arn Anderson, pick you up by the pants and grab you by the chest, I can throw you 3 or 4 feet easily. Easily. In as bad condition as I can. Because I am a large person. If you gave me time to train, I'd get that up to 5 feet, and then the additional space after that, you're going a while.
I want to know what your training looks like. Are you just pick up a bunch of body bags and toss those?
Yeah,
you get like mannequins at the mall, like tossing them.
That would be weird.
No, that's where it becomes weird.
It's the punching bags. That's what I would throw. 216-474-0092. How far do you think I could throw a human being? And are we expecting too much out of Kevin Stefanski? Nice things about Cleveland. Yeah, that's what's leading off. Quick hits coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.